Hi, my name's Laura Torrance. I'm a support worker for Fulfilling Lives, and I only work with women in the Hastings area.
Thanks, Laura. Would you be able to just briefly explain some of the barriers your clients experience trying to access local health services?
Sure. So all of my clients have multiple and complex needs. So they're generally linked in with substance misuse services. They normally have mental health problems, physical health problems, housing issues, as well as criminal justice issues. One of the main barriers that I experience on a day-to-day basis is accessing appointments to start with. So for my clients who've got multiple complex needs, they often find that even just having something routine such as a diabetes screening can be really difficult because it will involve ringing the surgery to request a blood test to get a form which they've then got to go to the surgery to collect, which they then have to take to the hospital to have the special IV team take their blood if they don't have very good veins. They then have to make a further appointment with their GP to discuss the outcome of the blood tests with the nurse within a required amount of time. Usually I end up making all of these calls for the clients because most of my clients don't have access to a mobile phone or aren't able to use a mobile phone at 8 o'clock in the morning for varying reasons. And they're not always able to be assertive with the staff on the phone when they're advised that they can't have an appointment if they ring later in the day. So it often ends up being me that negotiates the appointment and ends up starting work an hour early, which I don't mind, but obviously that in turn impacts on the time that I can spend with clients later on in the week if I have to take that time back. A lot of my clients have multiple health concerns, so they'll be receiving letters from many different departments in the hospital which don't always correlate with each other, so then they have to decide on which appointment they want to attend or which one they want to try and move, which again isn't always easy, and unfortunately my clients don't always have the ability to prioritise arranging or rearranging appointments until quite near to the date, unless I'm aware of them beforehand. So I can support them to do that, but often departments aren't very forthcoming with arranging appointments over the phone. They often just advise they're going to send another letter out, which again is another gap and barrier because it will go to the client, not myself. So then I then have to rely on the client to be able to tell me when the new appointment is, rather than just being able to book another one over the phone with somebody whilst I'm with the client, so we can ensure that I can be there to support them and the client's free on that day as well.
Gosh, thank you very much.
No worries.
Thank you.